See, again, Murphy, Falcon, Murphy. Why I respect them is because I was clear on their affiliation with the officials. Like, when I sat and I talked to them, they never tried to bullshit me. They let me know, these are the people in our office who have relationships with these people, and they deal with these people when we need something. They're very clear on the relationships that they had with different officials, with other attorneys, with different people, so that I understood. Like, why, when they're asking me to do something or asking me to say something or not say anything, they explained to me why. They were very transparent. One, because I asked why. Like, I wanted to know, like, well, why? Why should I? What's the purpose? But they never tried to, like, pull the wool over my eyes. But they let me know, like, these things affect these things, and this could cause this behavior with this person, and this could backfire on us in this situation. So they were very clear on, without necessarily saying, people sometimes will retaliate or do fucked up shit just because you said something. Pretty much I got the gist of it. Like my voice, unfortunately, like I said, I told you earlier, I don't want to be the face of anything. Like, I never had any intention of being the voice for William Green or being the face of the Green family or just being the person out there speaking. It's just something that I have to do because I need this to happen and I need his life to matter. But I know that some of the things I say are being watched and that they can affect other people.
Absolutely.
So I do try to be more conscious of that. And so when I do get that text message because of something I said, I do take that into consideration because I know that it can affect people who are still suffering. Right. The people who survived this, who are fighting. And I don't want to affect those people. Yeah. So I do silence myself. I do edit some of the things that I say to suit the narrative in order to make sure that I don't harm someone else. And that's why I love Dawn and Kima and Tamra and Beverly, because they don't have to do that. You know, and they know what my family has gone through and they know how we're feeling. And so they can clearly express and they can fight. So even though we are all in this fight together, they are still fighting for my family. Like, they are still fighting for my family in a way that we can't. Yeah. So, you know, it's just, it's a lot. I mean, I appreciate them. They don't even understand how much I appreciate them, but I appreciate them more than they even know because, I mean, they have been the strength that has gotten me through a lot in this last 16 months. They have been, like, just seeing their text in the morning helps me, you know? So it's like, it's a lot. They don't, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. And
Tamra is the text queen.
Tamra is the text queen. She does.
She starts it, and then we have to follow suit.
She starts her mornings. Sometimes with cuss words. First thing in the morning. But
it's anything.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Not inspiration.
Like, what did y'all just see? So-and-so.
Yeah. It could be, did you see this shit?
Exactly. So, you know, it's good. It's good to have people who understand what you're going through. And who can empathize and sympathize with you and who, you know, who's there for you. I mean, like, they are truly, like, they are true fighters. Like, they are true fighters. Like, I don't think I've ever met women as strong as them ever in my life, besides my mom. My mom is a fighter. But, I mean, they just, and I mean, they don't quit. Like, they don't quit. And they're dedicated. And, you know, you just don't see that in people. You don't see that in humans. You don't see the selflessness that they encompass, and that's, they are very selfless. Like, they think of people and do things for people before they do for themselves. And that's something that, you know, is constantly said between us, that we got to take that break and we got to stop. And this one doesn't. She's terrible at it. She's terrible at it. But I mean, that's what people fail to understand. That's what families need to understand. You need to find these people. When this happens to your family, you need to find these types of people, the people who are selfless, the people who are going to fight for your family, and the people who are going to stand behind you. and fight with you and show you how to fight for yourself. And that was one of the things that's one of the things I love about them is I listen to them and I may give my opinion. Kima will yell, cuss me out, like cuss me out. Okay. And then we will have some serious dialogue and then we'd be like, we're going to have a drink. Let's go have a drink. But I mean, you need to be able to be with people who can educate you on what's going on and who are honest about it, like not going to bullshit you about what they've been through and what you're going to go through. Yeah. Like, I mean, I know that this trial is going to be hell. And I mean, talking to Don and hearing Don's story, I know this trial is going to be hell, you know, just because she went through several of them. So it's kind of like, I'm expecting the worst. I can't even hope for the best because I don't think there is anything when it comes to the trial. But these families, they have to stop trying to do this on their own, and they got to stop surrounding themselves with people who are looking out for their for selfish reasons.
Can I say one thing on top of that? So that's an excellent point that Nikki brought up. One thing that I would encourage people to do is don't allow people to go through this alone. I went through it alone, and that's why I'm doing what I do now. It's because I don't ever want to see another family go through that. It's important, just like Tamara and Beverly stated, that if you have a loved one or a friend or whatever that is caught up in a situation where they have to stand trial, especially if it's something that they didn't do or if it's something that they're overcharged for, go to that courtroom with them. Mm-hmm. It makes a difference in the way that the judge deals with people. The judges want to know who's in that courtroom. And they literally will ask, like, I'm sorry, are you with so-and-so? Bailiffs will ask. They literally treat a defendant differently. They make sure that defendant understands everything before they start loading them with things if they know that that person is not in there alone. So I really, really think that that's super important. Never make a person go through this alone for so many reasons, just for somebody to have a shoulder to lean on, for them to know that I have somebody that can support me. And especially if you're educated in any way, going into that courtroom or working with that individual to show them this is the way to do this. This is your right. You can ask for this. You need to make them show you this. If you want a continuance, you can get it based on this. If one of those jurors falls asleep, let them sleep through that trial, because if you get found guilty, guess what? I'm going to file an appeal because one of the jurors was not paying attention, Your Honor. It's little things like that people don't know, but that's real. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I just say don't let people go through it by themselves, because it really is hard and it's very draining.